Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, what I've been saying is that these are the good times. And sickness and disease and pestilence hasn't taken over Australia and Europe and the United States and Canada yet. But we know it's on its way. And it doesn't have to be the coronavirus. It could be anything. It could be some other strain. Pneumonia is running rampant. The antibiotics that you would use to treat some of these maladies come from the China communists, Chicom, or China. We know that. We've already reported that. And what I'm saying is you need to figure out who your circle is. Who's in it? I've talked to a number of people, including instructors. And instructors are not able to bring all of their family together, should they have to. They're going to have to make some very hard decisions. Like, what about their brothers and sisters? What about their children who are halfway across the country? What about the children who don't believe a word of what their parents are saying about how serious this could be? We're talking about cannibalism. We're talking about... This isn't the first time that cannibalism has appeared. When people are hungry and desperate, they do desperate things. Things that they not wouldn't normally do. You've heard the story about... There was a song back in I think the 60s, and this artist said that, you know, he had a lot of friends when he had a lot of money. But when he lost his money, he lost his friends. It's like that a lot. Well, when you become desperate, you literally do desperate things. You betray trusts. You betray confidences. You betray your morals, your values, if you had them in the first place. And I see it all coming this way. It's clear to me that it's coming this way. A tiny, tiny speck of an example is road rage. Me first. Me first. I mean, that's where we are today. I don't want to go shopping. I don't want to go out. I see how sloppy people are. How careless they are. How reckless they are. I don't want to have my side of my car dinged up by some jerk who doesn't think that maybe the door will blow in the wind. Doesn't hold on to it. It slams into my car and puts a dent in it. And then they laugh and say, huh. I don't want to be around anybody like that. And that's nothing compared to what we're really facing. And seriously, what will you do if you see someone knocking on your door or coming up your driveway? Let's say there's two of them or three of them or eight of them. Can you trust the people who you thought were your friends? You know, for... I'm not saying woe is me. I'm just using this as an example. Do you think that the people who were at the meetup for 5 years, who said, they raised their hands and said, sure, I will help. If one of us is in trouble, I will help. I'll help that person. And then when one of our meetup group needed help, No one helped. No one. That's what it's like. And it's going to be worse than that. Gwyneth, any comments?
I would absolutely tend to agree with you, Vincent. And, you know, having been in certain situations in my life where I had to flee for my life with my son, I found that I didn't have a whole lot of people to rely on. And some of the people that I thought would, you know, be there for me, that would help me, you know, even close family members, ended up doing stuff that was just positively stupid, that put myself and my family in a bunch of danger.
Right.
And I'm sure this family member didn't mean to do this at this time, but he, you know, he got pressured into making a bad decision by people who wanted to hurt me. And this is the other thing as well. It's all like, well, sorry I betrayed you, but yeah, I was frightened. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it came down to. And if he hadn't been thousands of kilometers away, I would have slapped him.
Yeah, I'm going to mention two other people who are on my inner circle list. Rich Sheban and David from Illinois.
Yep.
Speaking of David in Illinois, David in Illinois, welcome.
And you find it's the people who've been there.
Yeah. Welcome, David.
The ones who understand.
How you doing?
You know, David, I guess the tone in my voice is a little different today. And, you know, I'm literally trimming the fat. And I'm looking at the behavior of individuals that I thought was different from what it really is. And I'm realizing that the circle is smaller. Have you reflected on that yourself, David?
I had a very, what you probably already realized by now, a very unusual lifestyle my whole life. So I had to learn to rely on nobody. So I do not trust people. I observe them. The few people I did trust that I met, older engineers that passed away, they were the only ones that treated me like a human being, and they taught me a lot. Matter of fact, one, I think you would have just loved to meet the man. But other people, no, I was surprised to find your show. Actually, I was almost giving up with talking to anybody.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that, David? You were surprised to find USA Preparers.
I was looking around at shows because to talk about these things and discuss these things, and then I found your show and the things you were discussing, and you just, everybody, you just want them to tell the truth and be honest. And what I hear in the voices, I hear reality. And that means a lot to me. I can't handle somebody that lies. I always told people that everybody's lying to you. Everybody's lying to you. What kind of world do I want to be in where every time I go up to say hi to somebody and have a conversation, 99% of what they're saying is a lie? You know, I don't, why bother?
I don't know if our class fully understood the depth of what you've just said. I do. And I know Gwyneth does. What you're saying is that people are dishonorable. They say things that they don't mean. They make commitments that they have no intention of meeting or honoring. They are, we might even call some of them, fair weather friends. You know, it's like the guy, if you're having a barbecue, all right, you know, I'll help you out. I'll come and, you know, eat that barbecue. And if you have beer, I'll help you drink the beer. Who needs that? Nobody needs that. Nobody. And that's where we're headed. We're headed in a direction where we're going to find out really fast who our true friends are. You know, a friend who will do something to help you because He sees that you need help and doesn't expect anything in return. But you're glad to help him in return. That's a true friend, and boy, are they rare. Really rare. And I'm finding out that it breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart that I'm finding this out. I guess I expect it, but when it happens, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Have you, David, had a chance to see Survivors, the series at all?
I have not seen that first one you just told me about. I heard about it. You mentioned it, and I'm going to look for it. I don't have any, with any of the new reality stuff, I don't watch it. We don't watch it. We don't bother mm-hmm. with it. So some of the older ones, something older like that, I was going to suggest if somebody doesn't want to realize what could happen. I was stuck with one of the many times I almost lost my life in a hospital. The only documentary was showing on the TV there was about Russia when they had the food shortage back in, 1918, 20, somewhere around there. The time frame is a little, I'm not exactly point blank, but on the time frame. Well, you would know there was actually, they had to have guards in the cemeteries. So people started to finally sit at their kitchen table and decide what child was going to feed the family. And that's true. And you can look it up. There's documentaries. They talk about it.
You're talking about probably the Russian famine of 1921 through 1922.
Yes.
And it was quite something. And I remember my mom telling me when I was growing up, there are people in China and there are people in Russia who are starving. We are very fortunate that we have enough food to eat. Now, my mother and my father were children of the Depression. They were born in the 1920s. And everything was good for a few years until 1929. And then the bottom fell out. And I remember asking my dad, "So, Dad, during the Depression, what did such and such cost?" And he would say, "Vin, I don't know. It didn't matter, because no matter what it cost, nobody had any money. There's no money to buy it, whatever the cost was. You couldn't get it. You couldn't afford it." And that's the way it was. And so that's why we had, back in the 20s, 1929, 30s, 40s, 50s, gardens. That's why people grew their own food, because they had to. Believe me, it's a lot easier working for 50 cents for a can of soup than it is to grow, raise, butcher, make that chicken noodle soup, make the, grind the wheat, make the noodles, cut up the carrots, grow the carrots, all that. It's a lot harder to do all that than to pay 50 cents or $1.50 for a can of soup. But we have gotten fat and we've gotten lazy and we think that you just go buy it. We think that that's normal. But it's only been normal recently. It hasn't been normal in the 1940s. It was impossible in the 1940s. Meat was rationed. Sugar and oil were rationed. Tires were rationed. Gasoline was rationed. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, the series that I assigned as homework was the 1975 BBC series, Survivors, S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R-S. It's available on eBay, probably Amazon. Make sure you get the right reason for your region for your player. The 1975 series is way better. The second production, which was 2008, is not as good. It's not as good. But if you can only get one, get the 2008. If you can't get the 1975. Gwyneth, any comments?
Okay. I would like to discuss for a moment. This still has to do with survival, last minute preparation. Okay, because that's the level that we're at. Now, I did have to go into town today, or yesterday, and I picked up a few things, you know, that were just sort of last minute preparation for me. One of the things that I picked up was I had a set of boots on lay-by at our local pawnbroker's, okay? And I picked up my boots, and I was so absolutely stoked. I was so happy that I managed to pick up the boots. And actually, the lay-by was a bit overdue because I had other things that I needed to pay for, you know, but I got my boots. And do you know why I'm so happy about these boots, Vincent?
I can't wait to hear.
They're really good, strong leather motorcycle boots. They are leather inside, they are leather outside. That means they breathe. They've got steel caps, and because they're motorcycle boots, they're strongly built. And yet, I walked around town all day in these boots, and the only thing that I had was a couple of blisters, which for me, in a new set of boots, is completely normal. Okay, normally when I get a new set of boots, it's normal for me to get a blister or two the first few times I wear them, and then the blister calluses over on that point, and then it's never a problem again. And but I cannot overstate the importance of a good set of boots in the situation that we are facing. And you need a set of boots that is not going to fall apart, that is going to last for years and years and years, that is made of leather, that is really, really strongly built, that you can walk around all day. And these particular leather boots are ladies' soft leather, cowhide biker boots. And they are the sort of leather boots that you might get a biker chick wearing with her leather trousers and her motorcycle jacket on. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, it absolutely makes sense, because while you were saying that, I was looking down at my new boots, and I bought probably something quite similar. The boots that I bought were designed, I believe, in the 1930s, this style. They are leather. They are all cowhide, inside, out. They have a Goodyear welt. They can be rebuilt, and I was stunned at how much new boots cost. I'm looking at boots on eBay, used boots, men's boots that have five eyelets and two hooks. So it would be seven, there would be the equivalent of seven crosses to tie up these boots. $125 plus about $20 shipping, used. For good quality boots, is that
what you pay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And yep. The way I break them in is probably a little bit differently. I put them on and I wear them around the house. So if I'm going to be reading, right now I've got them on for the second day, and I'm in the studio with them. I'm breaking them in, you know, behind the microphone. Because they're going to fit my foot before I beat up my feet walking around in them. But you can buy them. You can buy them, and they're expensive. Even used, they're expensive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 71.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell a former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted. prosecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and, frankly, racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1045. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's
hot?
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
One of our instructors is a for-hire insurance adjuster. So he is a contractor. What happens when there's a major event, there are not enough insurance adjusters? He'll get contacted, hey, you know, we need to go to the East Coast, the West Coast, down south, so forth. And he was telling us that when he went to adjust for a superstorm that was on the East Coast, he said people were doing some unbelievable things. They were burning their furniture for heat. Now, to me, you know, and in England, when there was a fuel shortage, and this was just a few years ago, in England, people were burning their books. they would actually go to stores and buy books because they could get more BTUs of heat out of used books per unit of currency than they could using that same currency to buy wood. That's how bad it can get. To me, it's unthinkable, but yes, it has happened. People have done this to stay warm. Why? Because they didn't think it could happen in the first place. They didn't think they'd have to burn the furniture. They were unprepared.
You know what, Vincent? You know what? When my husband Archie was a little boy living in Glasgow, he moved to Glasgow. He was born in 1935. He moved to Glasgow in 1939, just a few months before World War II broke out. And Glasgow became a major target for German bombers because that's where one of the major British shipyards was, which was John Brown Shipyard. And actually, Archie lived at Mary Hill, which is, you know, they got a big military barracks at Mary Hill. And so that was also a target of German bombs. And, they were burning their furniture. Nobody had furniture left in their house because, they burnt it during winter to stay warm. Yeah.
Here's what I was thinking this morning. I was thinking, what would we do, the Finelli family, if things continue to get worse and worse and worse, and we find that we hear this sound of chop, chop, chop in our woods, and there are people in our woods chopping down our trees for firewood because they're cold? What would we do?
Rule that could 22. Happen.
Yes, that's a great.
I think
I like it.
Inclined to invoke Rule 22.
Yeah, or Rule 308. Either one of those rules.
Yeah.
Or Rule 30-30, or Rule 45. David, what are your thoughts about that? Can you envision that happening? I can see it.
Oh yeah. Now you brought up about the storms. Now there's this group. With they're preparedness people. They have a group together. I don't really remember the name of them because I haven't seen them lately. But we had the storms on the East Coast, the storms a couple years back. Well, they were going down there with their church group and bringing food to those people. And this was a year and a half or so after. And the Red Cross and the government people came down there. He said it was amazing. They came down there, put fences up where they were, and they were just sitting in there sunning themselves. They were bringing the food. He said it was so bad, they had to put guards on their supply. And he said they were literally exhausted when they would run out of food.
David, I'm confused as to who is who is who. So you're saying this church group brought food down?
Yes, down to the people in Florida, they would make trips down there.
Okay.
These people were more or less what we talk about. They have supplies, they have weapons, but they also want to help other people. And they would go down there to the hurricanes down there to help with the people in Florida. These were the ones that happened a few years back. And last year they were down there, and they were still helping people. There was people that didn't even have water still. And the government, people say, I heard on other radio shows, I said, look, all you have to do is have enough supplies. For 2 or 3 days, the government will be here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
let me address that.
That's unbelievable. That's gobsmacking.
Or tornado in Joplin, Missouri, maybe 100 miles from here. And I decided I was a Red Cross volunteer. And I was a Red Cross volunteer, card-carrying, picture photo, and the lanyard that said Red Cross volunteer on it. And I called the Red Cross to go to Joplin. They said, we're not taking volunteers. I went anyway. And what I saw was the police set up a barricade so you could not get in to help anybody. And I guess that was to keep people safe. There was a senior citizen who had just been helped out of a hole. She was, as the tornado was coming, she went into a depression in the ground, and a sheet of steel blew over her, and she couldn't get out. and the water was coming in, and she was going to drown. And so somebody happened to be there before we got there and pulled her out, and she lived, and she was fine. But it was terrifying. But at the same time, the police were there not letting anybody in to help. And we saw signs painted on 4x8 sheets of plywood that said, please help, need help, those kinds of things. So the Red Cross said, you know, we're not taking volunteers. I went in anyway. And what I saw was the Red Cross had set up at a school the communication system, you know, to make sure everybody was checking in with their wireless network. But they weren't checking anybody in. They were setting it up. That's what they do. So if you think the Red Cross is going to help you, you must be living someplace besides planet Earth. And the Red Cross said they were going to come to the Get Prepared Expo, our expo. And they were all excited about it. And then they pulled out. The same exact day that the Missouri National Guard pulled out. The same day that the Civil Air Patrol pulled out. They all decided they weren't coming. And that's when I realized that these guys are not who you think they are. I would not give one red cent to the Red Cross, nor any other organized charity. If you're going to help, help directly, where you know 100% of what you're doing is going where you think it's going.
Now, can I?
Please.
Like I said, I've grown up around these people all my life, the ones that are going to be in authority, so to speak, if something happens. And so things have happened, and I've seen things that they got away with. What worries me is people like where you are, farmers, you're going to have plenty of security because they're going to be there to make sure nothing happens to what you have. And because it's going to go to the upper and them first, and they're going to claim, well, we're going to have this for the people, and we're going to divide it out. No, it's going to go to them first, and what they don't want, the scraps, then they're going to hand it out to whoever is out there left. But they're going to make sure those places, and that's, you're at a catch-22. What do you do? So you have to. You have to try to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think we have some of that already worked out. But, you know, I don't want to provide any help to the people who have been beating us up. I don't want to do it. I'm not inclined to do it. And it might be lead first before we do it. I hate to say that. But I'm learning. I'm learning what people are really like. And I hate them. I mean, can you imagine that? I really can't stand people in general. And I'm not talking about our class. I'm talking about the vast majority of the Inky Joel New Kitty just jumped up on the mixer, and he was going to adjust the controls. Can't do that, sweetheart. the vast majority of people whom I come in contact with, I don't like. I don't like because they don't think. They're people who have these echoes and Alexa. And why would anybody have that? If someone is so lazy that they can't flip on the light switch or turn on whatever that device is, if they're so lazy they can't do it, why do I want to associate with them in any way, shape, or form? I have one piece of information to share with you that I've been talking about the supply chain. Well, here it is. Jaguar and Land Rover is scheduled to run out of parts in less than 2 weeks. Jaguar. Because the Chinese factory that makes some of the parts that they need to finish their vehicles isn't making parts. And I've said that other parts, such as camshaft position sensors on automobiles, like U.S.-made automobiles, well, partially U.S.-made automobiles, uses these Chinese camshaft position sensors. And if that breaks, which is a common failure, you're not going to start the engine. You're not going anywhere. And we don't make them. Now what? We don't make a lot of starters. We don't make a lot of ignition parts. We don't make spark plugs. We don't make spark plugs. We don't make many oil filters. We don't make oil filters. Can you imagine? And China is shut down. There are millions Let me say it differently. The Jaguar Land Rover CEO told reporters that their sales have fallen in China because dozens of cities are closed and hundreds of million people are under quarantine. That means people are not going to work at the factories that make the parts, that make the final assemblies, that make the things that you buy. And we don't fix TVs anymore. We don't fix radios anymore. We don't fix microwave ovens anymore. We don't fix anything anymore. You buy them, you throw out the packaging, and then you use that device for a while, and then you haul it off to the landfill. We don't fix it anymore. And because we don't have fix-it people, repair shops, we throw it away. So now what are you going to do when your microwave quits, or your television quits, or your radio quits, or your computer quits, and all that stuff comes from China? What are you going to do? How are you going to get your car on the road when that camshaft position sensor fails? How are you going to do it? You're going to have to go to a junkyard and get a used one that's going to quit soon. That's where we are. Because we don't have enough talent in the United States to fix the things that are going to break at the rate they're going to break.
Exactly.
Because China is shut down. And there are a lot of countries who have said, y'all from China, you're not welcome. Their airlines have shut down travel between the United States and other countries in China. And for good reason. They're a little slow doing it, but for darn good reason.
I've seen also where, echo what Gwen had said earlier, where I've seen videos where if somebody had a steel door, they were welding their door shut. From them getting out.
Yeah, they are.
And they showed people bodies. There was some leaks of photos of bodies laying, and the Chinese government said, oh, they're just sleeping. Well, that's a pretty bizarre way to sleep, stacked up like that.
We're going into another break, Gwyneth, your comments when we come back. Think about what you want to share. I just want to share one quick thing about supply chain, what comes air freight that's not coming here anymore. You won't believe it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
2 hours goes very quickly here at USA Prepares. So I'm going to give you very quickly some of the categories of goods that come air freight from China. This is just air freight. Forget the ships. This is just air freight. Computers. Autos and auto parts. Chemicals. Medical control equipment. Machinery. Semiconductors. Pharma and medicines. Hobby stuff. Home goods. Apparel and footwear. Consumer electronics, and telecommunications equipment. That's what comes air freight from China. The supply chain is broken. I believe it's way worse than any company has admitted. They're not admitting, except for Jaguar and Land Rover, they're not admitting how bad this really is. We told you that most medicine comes from China. Most hypodermic needles come from China. Most IV bags and plumbing come from China. You know that the auto parts come from China. Back to you, Gwyneth.
General Motors announced in the newspaper in the Herald Sun yesterday, on Tuesday, that they are shutting down automobile manufacturing in Australia.
And the reason is?
I wonder why.
They can't get the parts?
I wonder why. They can't get the parts.
Yeah.
So General Motors, in Australia, they're called Holden, but the parent company is General Motors. They, after 160 years, they have announced that as of, I think, coincidentally mid-March, it seems that it's all going to be coming to some sort of crisis point in mid-March. I keep on hearing that date.
Mm-hmm.
And so come mid-March, you're going to see Coprola hitting Propella, in my humble opinion. Okay? So if you want to know what that means, just go and type in those words to the internet and you'll find out what it means. People need to figure out alternative ways of getting around. And I have got two that I would recommend, okay? And that is bicycles and horses, okay? if you can get a horse at this time, one that doesn't need a whole lot of fancy grains and food to keep it going, one that can just keep fed on the grass that is growing in your locality or on the hay that farmers are growing in your locality, then get such a horse, especially if it's well broken and you've never ridden before. You know, if you have never ridden a horse before, get one that's advertised as a beginner's horse or a schoolmaster. That means beginner's horse. And, you know, take somebody with you who knows about horses, okay, because they will be able to help you to not get ripped off. Because horses are a world unto themselves, just like cows are a world unto themselves. And you can spend a whole lifetime learning about horses and still not know everything. But the good thing about a horse is it's a self-replicating transport system, okay? If you get a mare, and probably for a beginner I wouldn't recommend a mare. I would recommend a gelding. That means a male horse that has had its gonads removed, okay? So it doesn't have testicles anymore. Mares can, they have regular cycles. And females that have regular cycles can be problematic. That's true for horses as it's true for humans. And they vary in temperament as well. But if you're not into the horse thing, I would get a bicycle. And whether you go choosing a horse or a bicycle, learn how to maintain it yourself, okay? Learn how to do basic repairs yourself. And if you get a bicycle, get some of that green goo slime stuff and put it in the tyres, and then you will not get flat tyres. Okay, and then you just have to worry about finding tread every few years, you know, the tyres themselves. Because actually a flat tyre is not a flat tyre, it's a flat tube. But like I say, you need to figure out some other way of getting around about the place other than automobiles, because automobiles are not going to be an option, okay? And even motorcycles, I hear occasionally people say, oh, I'm fine, I've got a motorcycle, I'm into motorcycles, I'll ride my motorcycle. Yeah, that's fine. What happens when the gasoline runs out?
Because well said.
Flat.
Well
one
said.
Of the first things to go,
we are out. We're out of. We're out of time, and I mentioned that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've trimmed the fat out of our circle. I've trimmed the fat out of our circle, and some of the fat that I've trimmed out are some of the geldings I know. Males without testicles. David, 10 seconds worth of comments, David.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what else to say. You got me on that. At least you made me laugh today.
David.
Thank you.
David, thank you so much. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.